Blog Talk Radio.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirts together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know.
Friday night, and we are here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. I'm your host, Reverend Ron Robinson, whatever you want to call me. Let's give everybody a nice round and welcome into this show. so much on the news as well. We know what's going on. It's going to be a Biden-Trump match again, 2024, going into 2025. It's going to be a mess between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. They're going back at it again to see who can get in there. You know, I always say that who has a horse in this race? Who can lose something? It's white women, white men, LGBTQ, and immigrants. African Americans ain't got nothing to lose. Maybe you can gain something, but they ain't got nothing to lose. And I don't know how much you're going to gain from it being the way things are structured. We built everything. We did everything. We got nothing in return. Nothing whatsoever was given to us. We had to bust out of behind to get things what we have. And sometimes you look at it and you look at the what they call the best of two evils. And sometimes you look at it from a realistic point of view. You got nothing to lose. You really don't have anything to lose. No horses in this race. That's the way it is when you look at it from a factual point of view. It ain't nothing going on. And it is what it is, you know. These conditions that we live under in this country, the things that we go through in this country, it is just despicable, dehumanizing. It's hard even find a name for it, you know. Charles Simmons, brother spent 48 years in jail. When he was 21 years old, missed all of his children and his grandchildren's lives and working with them. And cops falsified papers. They caught him for something else. Innocent guy, young guy, 21 years old, innocent, never had a traffic stop, never had a jaywalking, never had a criminal record at all. And he was just totally innocent guy. They stopped him. They took him down to the precinct for one thing. They were letting him go, and they asked him if he did not realize he could deny to be in the lineup. They asked him to be in the lineup for a case they had. They need one more guy. And they need six men for the lineup to identify the criminal who killed this woman. And they set him up. And they put him in jail for 48 years. He spent 25 years on death row. They were going to kill this man, innocent. And the cops knew he was innocent, and they were willing to kill this man. Joe Simmons, 48 years in jail, 21 years old. And these cops set him up, and they knew he was innocent. Never had no police record of anything. But that goes to show you there's no justice for African-American people in America. It's not there. And it never was there. And it took 48 years. Within the 20 years, he did an investigation. He got a little money. He had an investigator looking through it for him. And the investigator found all of the misinformation about the case that could have gotten him released. But the parole board, the judges would not hear the case again. And they continue to keep him. This is in Minnesota. They continue to keep this man in jail. Innocent man for 48 years. These cops knew he was innocent. They knew they had took him to the precinct on some jaywalking or something stupid, and told him and asked him if he could please do them a favor because they need six men on a lineup. Could he be the sixth man? And he thought that he was just assisting them. And he didn't know that he could deny it. He didn't have to do it, and he did it. And these cops set this brother up, and he was in jail for 48 years. This brother comes out of jail. He just got released out of jail the other day, and $100 million lawsuit, and he wants.
many people out there disrespecting you? How many people out there that's been disrespected, don't care nothing about your feelings, and walk all over you like you're a piece of trash, calling all the ladies today a bunch of bitches and hoes? Man, this is the 21st century. All that kind of stuff has got to stop. Mm-hmm. You gotta learn to respect yourself. You gotta learn to respect everybody else. You gotta learn to love yourself within. You gotta learn to love everybody else. Yeah, yeah. You walking down the street one day, woo, and somebody accidentally step on your $200 sneakers, and they say, man, I'm so sorry, but you're ready to blow his life away. Man, you know that ain't right.
I guess I did all that talking for nothing at this point. We had a little technical problems, but we're back on now. Had a little technical problems there, but we're back on track now. Technology or something's going wrong. It's getting weird. Things I was talking about, I don't know if you heard me, Charles Simmons spent 48 years in jail, set up by the police officers. They know he was innocent. 21-year-old young man, never had any running with the police, never had any criminal record, and they put him on death row for 25 years. And he had, at 20 years in jail, he found an investigator to go look into his case and found all these illegal documents hidden where they were covering up to get him convicted of this murder of this white woman and shooting of another white woman. And they know he was innocent. The cop was innocent because they asked him to go in the lineup as a fill-in for six men they needed. And they caught him on some kind of stupid thing like jaywalking or something like that. But when he got to the precinct, they asked him to get in this lineup. And they allowed him to be used as the culprit in this case. And so he's a $100 million, lawsuit, and he wants to put together program to identify innocent men that are in jail and men who have a citizen rate, where they go in and they come out for the rest of their life. They go back in 3, 2 years, 4 years, they come back to jail. And so this is kind of the system that we're dealing with, and these are the things that we have to try to combat, these kinds of illegal processes. Okay, so we have the Enigma back with us. Give a nice hand and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. I am so sorry to hear about that and about the 10 children that raped the single mother that, you know, they shot her in the head and raped her and beat her, and that was 10 black kids and one black mother. It's a shame that we're turning on each other, and then we have a country that's turning
where,
on.
Where was this at?
This was down south, somewhere in Alabama, somewhere near there. It was 10 young adults held her hostage, and this was shown on Instagram and TikTok. So I don't know what's going on, but I know that Instagram and
There was another girl you spoke about a couple of months ago, last year.
Yeah, that was a young lady, but this is a mother. That was a single young lady that went to school, and they set her up and pulled her in, and that was a bunch of kids that were under gang law. But this was, you know, a situation where a young lady was friends with this woman, and I guess they wanted her apartment. I don't know what all the details was. I just know that it needs to stop.
Where was her kids? Where was the lady's kids?
I don't know. I didn't have the details. I know that a few things are happening down south. They're snatching up kids that are with single parents who've been through changes or might have been incarcerated. And, you know, they're trying to look for work and things of that sort. And they finding any excuse to take custody of them. People are reporting them that, you know, no one is investigating. We don't have people working like they used to investigate false allegations. And all these things are, you know, it's because we're not united. We're not united as a people. Our churches are not united. Because you see the caucus and this one preacher is having a big issues. Okay, so, you know, basically all blacks right about now, those who still got common sense and morals and values, there's very few of us, but we have to pull together. We have to start doing that. Our schools, especially down south, is falling apart. So I have, you know, information to try to help that happen. I'll pull it together and, you know, help families, help their kids, help the school. Right about now, Dr. Winborn and Dr. Ron Robinson really Ron Robinson sent out some information on the $1 million that they given out to nonprofit. It's really for health programs, nonprofit health programs. If we have any health programs on people that are, you know, in the process of doing certain things, or they're training people to work in the health field, this is what that money is for. This is the money that the governor was supposed to give to the hospitals. So I don't know how they're doing this, but if you are doing anything and you need fundings, this is the place to be. Also, I would like to discuss a young man named William Smith who is running for assemblyman in East Harlem. He needs your support. He needs your support. He needs your support. He needs financial backing and support, and he needs signatures. And if you're in Harlem, please sign up with this young man. He's been voted twice for district leader, and he won. He even looked out for other people in other districts, and whereas the district leaders in certain areas do not do their job. They're just there for the attention to try to get to the next spot that they could get paid. So I'm just asking y'all to be aware, and all those who have someone that you know that's really helping in your community, whether it's down south, up north, Arizona, I don't care where it is. Give them the support, because this year is the last year that you might be voting or doing anything in this country. So I'm just making you aware. They're selling things such as things that you need to have electricity, because they think that that's going to fall pretty soon. It's too much on the grid. And it's not too much digging we can do underground. There's no more space. We can't put no more wires anywhere. There's just no more space. Elon Musk is building homes for $10,000. These are homes that you travel with and you know, go up in the woods or whatever the case is. But let me tell you, I don't see security in them. I don't know if they're bulletproof or if they're break-in proof or whatever it is, but find out. He's also giving you an opportunity to be on the Bitcoin program. I don't know how that works either, but if anybody is interested, you go to Elon Musk, and he is giving out information and training. So for our young people who are doing some things in the neighborhood, we have to congratulate them. I'm telling you that we have so many young people that are doing some things, and they're motivated, and it's just wonderful to see that after all the things that are happening in our community, that we still have young people doing what's necessary and keeping it going. We have one young lady named Miss Maddie, and she is selling Jordan sneakers, Nike Dunk pants, Jordan 6 Carmine, Jordan 9 Gym Reds, Nike Air Foam Posit for $100, and you can give her a call at, let me give you her number, so you could give her a call right about now. Goodness gracious. We're going to give you that. And we also have the young men who are in the Bronx who are cutting hair and doing beards and making people look fabulous. And there are R&R Barbershop, and they're located in the Bronx on Sedgwick Avenue. And you could give them a call at 347-990-4904. So all the things that we're doing right now, especially working with other programs. Now, back to the sneakers, we have Miss Maddie. You can reach her at 646-983-2703. And she sells baby sneakers as well. Let's help motivate these young people and help them get what they need to get. She makes sure that the package is delivered to you. And you can always call Miss Maddie at 646-983-2703. If you need oil and special treatment, old school and new school as well, and you need to get your hair cut or hair done, you can go to R&R Sedgwick Avenue and get your hair done, get a shape up, and all kinds of fades and tape up. And it's just good for old school as well as, you know, new school. And it's a beautiful and comfortable place to go get your hair done. And I think you should be able to be comfortable there. Once again, the phone number is 347-990-4904. If anybody is interested in helping Mr. William Smith, who's running for assemblyman in Harlem, please feel free to call Ms. Smith at 347-346-6116, and I'll make sure that all the information that you need will get straight to you. A lot of things are changing with Social Security, and people are being called every day to find out if you need something, you want some teeth in the whole nine yards. There aren't any free teeth. I keep telling you, there's nothing free. Okay, they might have a low price, but there's no program for dental implants. You could get dentures, and that's about under $3,000. And if you have Medicaid or Medicare or Social Security, they can help you, but so much, and then the rest is out of pocket. Please stop asking me about this false advertisement. It's false advertisement, and they want to get into your information. And for those who have passports, our passports is the lowest one throughout the country, from what I understand. And nobody is really, they're not really getting help in other countries to get American passports anymore, from what I understand. So please make sure that your passports are up to date and they sealed and you can be protected by any means necessary, because going in and out of the country is getting tighter and tighter every day. So I thank you for listening, and I hope that y'all understand that this is a supportive station and we try to support those who are doing businesses, those who can help their community, have schools, those who are running for elections, any type of debate. And now the newest thing that we have that I would like to speak about is our favorite and our one and only Tara Clean. Yes, I have finally got the bottles, lady and gentlemen. I got one bottle, and I tested it out this past weekend and this week. Now, you have to get the industrial strength in order to get rid of the oil and cooking oil and things of that sort to clean that up, so it has to be extra strong. But for those of you who are doing just menial housework and laundry and things of that sort, the minimum of Tara Clean is beautiful. It does clean. It does clean. It doesn't kill roaches. But it does have, it keeps your house clean, and it has a nice smell. It doesn't have a smell to it, but it gives you, that nice clean smell when it's finished. It's not Clorox. You can mix it with certain detergents and different other things to clean up your home if you choose to. It blends in well and is safe, because I didn't use rubber gloves. Okay?
Is it possible the stronger one would kill the bugs?
Yeah, the stronger one. I haven't used the stronger one, but that's the one that you really, the industrial one is the one for, like, those who have restaurants, those who have, they work in shelters and big kitchens, like VA kitchens, things of that sort, and that helps with, shelters, group homes, hospitals, things of that sort. The minimum is for really those who have, you have a family, you might have one or two children, you do laundry. You don't need that much, because believe me, it does make suds and it does clean. So you just need like two caps full. You dilute it in fresh water or, whatever you have another bottle on the side, and it can stretch. It depends on how you do your cleaning. Like I said, you can also put it in your air filter. I had one of my neighbors try it, and it did clean it out, and it was fresh in their homes. So, yes, I did test the product. No, I'm not brushing my teeth with it. But I do want y'all to take heed. It does take time, and I always tell y'all to be patient. I will test out everything that y'all choose to use, and there's nothing that we refer you to or ask you to use that we don't use first ourselves, because we do not want you to go through any changes concerning any products or anything that we advertise to you. The other thing that I want you to know, it is located in California. It takes time. You must be patient for your package if you have not received it. They do help you. They communicate with you, and they do show concern. So it's not one of those hit and runs. You need to understand that. Okay, so the product does work. It doesn't take the skin off your body or nothing like that, and it won't shut your kids up if they're talking to you to death, but it will help them and motivate them to want to clean up their room and it's non-toxic. So the product is good as far as I'm concerned, and my name is Carolyn Smith and Dr. Ron Robinson, and his number is TK441, and my number is TK447. And there's other members who have tested and participated with this program, and they're still participating, and it's going to help. It takes a little moment for New York to get up and running, but as you know, whatever we do well. So let's not let California beat us in this new and improved idea. But I'd like to know if anyone is using the industrial strength, because I have a lot of restaurants that I need to speak to, and non-polluting things is what I would like to sell to them. And I understand that TerraClean is going to be having a you know, certain washing liquids and things of that sort coming out. I don't know when, but we'll keep you in touch. I think Dr. Robinson, is it, which is it, checking that has the $5 membership?
It's Acorn.
Acorn? Well, Acorn has the $5 membership. If you get five or, as a member, you get $1,300. Okay? So you could get five. They could get five. It's like, you know, the shampoo commercial. They tell one, and they tell one, and you tell three, and the other tell four, and it goes on and on and on and on. If you, it's $5. Okay, and if they don't have $5, you could do the $25 for five people, and, you know, you could be generous enough, and I'm saying this so, so lightly because I don't know if we have the good people out in the world that can do this and be honest and give a person at least $100 towards them getting motivated, because you're going to get $1,300. So you can either give them 50 towards their motivation to keep them going, and that way it's all about us looking out for each other. But very few people will be doing that. I want y'all to start looking and crossing the street with care and caution. People do not drive anymore. They just have a car. They don't know how to stop for the red light. They don't know what a green light look like. Most of the, our foreigners are from other countries. You got the Ukrainians, you got the Albanians, you got the Jews, you know, and the Arabs. You got our Haitians coming over. We need to greet them just like we greeted everybody else. There is no shutting the door. Y'all want the immigration to stop letting people in. Well, they're coming in through the planes, and it doesn't always have to be black people that y'all stopping. If you want it to stop, it has to be on all levels. And if you notice that you brought a whole country in here and they came with their Social Security number, they came and they got a job, and they came and they was put in homes without being in shelters. It's only the ones of color that you all are paying attention to, because nobody gave them anything. They didn't come on no plane. And their country, Haiti, has been in a war since the beginning of time. I know they kicked Napoleons behind. You better start standing up for the countries who are going through changes. It's not safe to go to Bahamas. It's not safe to go to Jamaica. It's not safe to go anywhere that's black. Really? Well, everybody else that had money went there, and they still going on vacation, chasing out elephants down the block. Wake up, people. And stop asking rich black people for anything. They don't care about you. And let's look at something. I want you to know how you worship in people. When you go to a concert, they're on stage and you have to look up and you worship them like they're God. Do you notice when you go to an opera, you're up and the stage is below? Think about that. You keep worshiping these people like they're God. It's my understanding that they have to sacrifice their children. there's people that goes to have the Lunami, that, you know, Oprah and y'all done made rich and made millionaires out of all of them. They don't even think about you not one bit. They don't even think about their own family. $1 million people per concert. If we did a concert for the homeless, we can house one concert. We can house our people off the street. But y'all will go and spend your last rent money to go see these people. Black, white, Chinese, I don't care what you are. And y'all worship them. And the same people that molested and, see, R. Kelly is getting ready to come out, and I told him he need to go home and thank God that he's alive. And he's, you know, really need to thank God. Nobody don't need to see him for a minute. And he understood what I was saying. And see, Jay-Z and R. Kelly were very close friends, and they was doing transferring and snatching up females and the whole nine yards. Didn't they show you the supper, and they was drinking blood? Y'all need to decide, is y'all on God's side or you on man's side? Even the caucus, the pastor's caucus is going through something. These are black men. You're not God. You ministers for the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you don't get your act together, it's going to be over for all of you. You cannot call one pastor and threaten them and tell them what they can't say and what they can say. You cannot do that. Jesus died for everybody, including Hitler, your worst enemy, he died on the cross for. We're all under sin. I don't care if you wear a collar and if you just came out your mother's coochie baptized with holy water. You still a sinner until you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He ain't never asked you for a dime. All you churches who've been hustling people for years, there used to be a time you would give back and feed your community and help build up homes. And I know for black people it's been difficult, and we had our communities bombed out. Y'all still go to Central Park and y'all don't throw no flowers in that lake where all the 3,000 black people who lived in Central Park were burnt up. Burnt up out of their community. But y'all still go and have a picnic. So let me tell you this, all of you who pretend to love our Lord Jesus Christ, or you really love our Lord, our Father. We better start going out there and giving love to those who don't have it. And we better start using our church to give back, because God is coming and he's alive. And he's not playing with you. And you can quote all the things that you know about the Bible, and you could not sit next to Miss Mary Ellen because you don't like how she smells. But believe me, he's looking at you just like you looking at them. And if you a liar knows a liar, a thief knows a thief, and a killer knows a killer. So you decide if you want to still be in this slave world and worship man, or you want to worship our Lord Jesus Christ and stop taking the money. I don't want to hear about who you slept with. I don't care. I don't care what you did. Stop dropping your sins. Stop it. You done made millions of dollars already. Stop dropping your sins on the poor. That's what you have Jesus for. Get on your knees and repent. I don't care if you Jay-Z, you sold your daughter, she's pregnant, whatever the case may be, I think you're better, all of you. Even the sister that comes in and everybody loves so much, she's a sinner too. And brother this and brother that. All these pastors who are arguing with each other, all of you are sinners. All of you. Females, everybody, if you do not believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and he asks you to do one thing, and that's love one another, treat each other with respect. And money after doing 48 years in prison does not give you life. Where is this new thing now that every time you steal somebody's life, you gonna give it money? Only God puts his foot on your enemies. Only he can do that. You can't pay somebody back for the dead. There's not enough money in the world. Listen, I'm telling you now. You're going to have a vigilante moment, and you're not going to be ready. There's a brother that came on TikTok and telling us that he went and tortured people who raped his son. And he was waiting for the police to come and get them, and he was waiting. He did not run. And he meant to do every bit because his son was 15 and they raped him and beat him. This man found each and every one. Now, he didn't go into details, but I understand that it's not a happy moment. You better watch what you're doing. You better know your neighbor. There's kids being taken. There's people being held hostage. It should not be so. If you are a child of God, you should be waking up and knowing who's happening and what's happening in your community. Stop coming on this show trying to pretend that you're the savior. I know who you are because the people will talk about you. The same way that boy jumped off that boat and ran to and swam to rescue and help save that man who was being beaten up, that's the way we should be rescuing each other. The poor outweigh the rich. They can't do nothing without us. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to deceive you. It costs too much. There's one person that died on the cross, and even the Jews, they rejected him. If you read your Bible, you will see how to heal and how to take care of your own. You will heal so much. Love is the key. Let's help our kids some jobs this summer. It's going to be a rocky, bumpy ride. I don't care where you live, Virginia, Pennsylvania, all the little places where everybody got homes in the backyard, they coming. Those who left their homes unsecure, don't go on vacations because the squatters are coming. They taking over homes. They're not leaving. If they stay there 30 days, you can't put them out. Don't go on vacation and not leave somebody in your house. Because you cannot get rid of them. They know the law better than you. They can read. They can comprehend. And they're bilingual. It's a beautiful day in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. You better start protecting your stuff. And I don't mean by any means. I mean by any means necessary. Now, you could get a house and start housing your own people who are Americans and start leaving the shelters for the immigrants or somebody to live in. It's up to you. Because, see, my suggestion is the next time y'all have a damn show for awards, I want every poor person of every color to walk in there in Bogart and stomp in there and sit down at a table and eat and drink right along with them. Don't change your clothes and let them know, I need a home. It ain't about going in there threatening nobody. Just stand, everybody, circle the building if you have to. The same way they have football games, all of y'all, circle the building. Stop the football game. Stop the basketball games. Those are millions and billions of dollars that they're getting. Look how how they advertising for California and come to New York like it's all right. Like you can't walk down one street without seeing somebody sleeping on it. Them days are over. You go on vacation, you come back, your house will be gone. Immigrants know how to watch you, and they do it through, they also do it through the Airbnb. They're taking over Airbnb. They get somebody that come with a suit, and they look nice, and they pretend to be, you know, I'm from such and such, and show you the proper papers, and they pop their friend in there real quick. All they need to do is cross that threshold. You best to wake up, Black America. If you don't have police protection, you know those cameras they put outside so you can see what's going on? Start putting it in your highways, in your backyards. Pay attention. Pay attention. Start getting, you know, that gas motorizing so you can keep electricity in your home just in case the grid goes out. Start stocking up on things. This is the year. Because when it comes time for election, it's going to pop, go the weasel. Now, certain cities, their police don't work between certain hours. I heard in Carolina that the officers, they're not working between certain hours. In certain states, they're not letting police work in the morning or in the evening or whatever the case is. They're cutting down hours. You need to start patrolling and having your own group of people start taking care of your community. Start taking care of your community. If grocery stores don't want you to come in there and you Black, start speaking on it. Give the name. Stop going on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all these places so you can advertise fights and how hostile your community is. Because let me tell you what the government is doing. They're looking for ways to get rid of you. And if they got to send military to your community, they're not coming there to be friendly. They're coming there to clean your behind out of that community to put room for new people, and it won't be you. Now, I've been talking to y'all for years, and I know y'all been thinking that the name Enigma is supposed to mean something. But I'm going to tell you, as an E-4 weapons specialist, Marine, you're best to start paying attention and waking up. Wake up. You know better than nobody else. Any personal achievements, you did it on your own because God allowed you to. And you're supposed to be here to represent him, not yourself. Not your pastor, not your minister, not the hooker up the street, and stop calling each other bitches and niggas. You're not dogs. You learned all that curse words from the European. We were loving people. The Howling Wolf is a Black man who didn't have a family and went and got his name from a graveyard. That's how creative we were. If we didn't have family, we created our own. And even if this country don't acknowledge us, we better acknowledge ourselves. And I mean now. Haiti is coming. And you only pay attention to the darks and the blacks because they're coming the hard way. But if they was coming on the planes like the Ukrainian, the Russians, and the Arabs, and the Jews did, you wouldn't even pay it no mind. But see, they take from the poor to give to the poor. Neither one of these presidents give a damn about you. They never did from the beginning of time. Stop trying to get their approval and get God's approval. So I'm going to ask you again, and I'm going to give you my number. If there's any children, young adults, senior citizens that needs help and support in their business or doing things in their community, please. My number is 347-346-6116. And to my sister that's in Carolina, I have not forgotten about you. And I thank you for praying for me, and my eyesight is back to normal. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I will be sending you what I can. I have not forgotten you. I will ask Ron to tell me. Dr. Benjamin, for your number, and I will be in touch with you, and I will send you some things, and I found out where you could get some T-shirts for your young adults to get things rolling, so I apologize for not being in touch, but I will be in touch with you. Now, for all the ladies in the house, I got something special for you. You know, everybody tells me about the Silver Fox Squad. All the men in different states now are turning into the Silver Devils and the Silver Loves and the Silver something. It's a beautiful thing. So if and when you already black silvers and all the women who are silvers and y'all are feeling a brand new life, get it together and start working with your communities and schools. You look fine. You look fabulous. Everybody loves you, and it's a second life. Get it together and start pulling some of these people out of prison and group homes, places that needs motivation for real. Yeah, I hear y'all playing the church music and all the church sisters, and they clapping their hands, and they just so elated when they see you, but I can't see you that well, so it doesn't make a difference to me what you wear. But it does make a difference when you come to a new community that has not and don't get that kind of attention. And maybe you could take them to, you know, Payless and buy them an outfit and reinvent their whole aura, like the Brothers of Islam are going to communities as a group and showing them that they're not niggas. And that's why I love them, and I missed how they used to do that when Brother Malcolm X was here. They was out there. And if a brother got beaten up, you could go to Malcolm. And the brothers would protect you. Okay? And the Black Panthers would work together and make sure that that case was seen and it was known. We need to come back together as that. So I want to say I love you all. What do we have going on, Ron?
Yeah. I want you to stay on because we want to give the man himself a nice birthday welcome. It's his birthday today. The man himself, Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. Let's give him a nice welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, we
got
to play Stevie Wonder.
That's Don Jr., the CEO. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Where's the Stevie Wonder? We got to pull out the champagne. Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
All right.
Enigma, you can say happy birthday.
I'm not going to ruin that man's ears, but I want him to know
birthday.
That he is precious to us, and I want you to have the best birthday.
And send the brother a gift.
Amen.
You know, Ron.
Yeah, we're gonna.
So when you come home, you can help me send it as soon as you send me the money.
Okay, all right, there you go. Holla. Happy birthday
to our loved ones.
Everybody can say happy birthday, and Pastor Don's going to eventually in a minute give out his Cash App, but we're going to give everybody a chance to say happy birthday. We're going to open 205-742. Say happy birthday.
CEO Don, happy birthday.
Mr. Ruffin, Terrence Ruffin in the building. I know who you are. I know that voice.
In the house. Enjoy your day.
Amen. Yes, sir.
912.
Thank you. Appreciate the birthday show.
855. Say happy birthday to Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. 912-655, your mic is open.
Okay, let's go on to the next person.
Okay, 609-833, your mic is open. Say happy birthday to Pastor Don Jr., the CEO.
Happy birthday, Don Jr., CEO. This is Butter from Atlantic City. Thank you, Smith, on the
oneoverhead.com.
And, you know, Don didn't even know I was on the show with him. But, you know, I'm sure that's the birthday just fits out of itself for him. But, you know, I like the show that where y'all got it going on and stuff like that. And I would like to have a couple comments before the show ends with y'all. If y'all could just give me a chance after everybody say happy birthday to Don. Thank you very much. Happy
you're very
birthday,
well.
Definitely.
Yes.
Hello,
okay.
Buddy. Thank you for calling me.
Okay, 912-655, your mic is open. Say happy birthday to Don Jr., the CEO. Your mic is open. I hear your noise back there. You might have to unmute yourself. 912-655, can you hear me? A little noisy back there.
Oh.
Can you hear me? 912-655.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, holla out. Say happy birthday to Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. Can you hear me? 912-655. Can you hear me? I can hear you. You got noise in the background, but you're not saying nothing. Maybe
I think you're
going
to have to mute that for a minute and come back to it, Ron.
Okay.
Let's get somebody else.
All right. Okay. 917-576. Say happy birthday to Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. 917-576. Your mic is open. 917.
Happy birthday.
576. Can you
hear
me?
Thank you, sir.
Happy birthday, Pastor Don.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, let's wish him a happy birthday and be motivated.
Amen.
Yes. So what are you planning
to do?
Are you going to take the trip?
How would feel
y'all actually in my y'all in my birthday party right now. This is my thing. This is where I live. I'm a radio guy, so I'm in
all right.
a happy place right now.
All right.
As long as I'm on the radio, I can breathe. Think about a fish without water. Come on now.
Amen. But let's make this a good one for you. It's going to be all about you, and I'm going to let you be the one to answer and work with Ron because it is your birthday. And I'm going to move to the side and let you glide because you're a beautiful man, and I love you. So you enjoy being on the radio, Ron.
What's up, bro?
Yes.
Ron,
are you?
Pastor Don is going to work with
yeah,
you, and this is his birthday.
We don't go nowhere because we don't need a singing voice. Enigma, don't go nowhere. This is a collective agency. 917-576, your mic is open. Say happy birthday. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Okay. Hello. Okay.
We have a little problem for y'all. Y'all got to call back in. There's a little... I don't know what's going on
yeah.
here. Numbers are falling apart as well. You know how that goes, people. Sometimes it is what it is. It is what's going to be. But call back in, and we're celebrating, and we're talking about Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, his birthday, 20-year-old man, young boy, trying to make it in the world.
He's 20? I thought he was 15.
You might be 9. I'm gonna lie big time. Anyway, you know, want y'all just call in and show some love to Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. I know he's gonna call back in. We have a little technical situation here. Others call back in as well, and we're just gonna say happy birthday, and we're gonna take his Cash App information, and we're gonna send him a little something, so that he can celebrate and enjoy his birthday as well. And we're going to go back to 609-833.
What's up, man? 609-833. Yo, here go my car too. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, 609833. Your mic is open. You want to say some things?
Yes. Now, I was listening to the radio show, and I heard, you know, a lot of the things that was being mentioned on the show, and that's definitely what's needed for our communities. And, you know, we really need to have that togetherness because, like, you know, I remember seeing the brothers out selling the final calls and stuff like that. And, you know, even if, you know, you just seen dudes with dirty T-shirts and all that stuff in the neighborhood, when you seen one of these brothers, you looked at them different because they stood out. You know what I mean? They didn't come with the messy attire and the pants hanging down and stuff like that. So you acknowledge and respect them different. You feel me?
Yes, that's the truth. And that's what we're trying to get our young bloods and our older ones who want to act like they're young to, you know, call back. Because we have communication amongst ourselves, and we're able to work together. And if you have a program or something that you are trying to start or dream, give me a call. I'll give you support and give you information to the best of my ability, and it's free. Because if we don't help each other, nobody else is going to help us. And you're right, the Muslim brothers will come in their suits and their ties, and they're not calling each other niggas, and they're respecting each other, and they're out there, and they're teaching other young brothers to do the same. They don't kill their brothers, and that's the message that they're saying to each other. Niggas will kill you, but brothers don't kill you. Brothers don't kill brothers.
And I just went through a situation here in New Jersey where, you know, I'm going through a divorce, but my wife used to work for the court system, so she worked in family court for the Division of Children. So all the judges that she went in front of for her clients was family court judges. And they just made a ruling to grant her everything. And I got to get it overturned because they locked me up for contempt of court because I mentioned it on the court record that she used to work in that building. And, like, I might need to get in touch with, like, an Al Sharpton or something like that because this is crazy.
Well, the only thing I could tell you is that you can come to Harlem. I know that his office is there, and maybe you can speak to one of his representatives, and then you could see maybe Ron Robinson can refer you to someone.
Yeah.
Can you do that to my wife at the door right there? My daughter?
What's here?
She's inside.
I'm on the radio show. I ain't going inside right now. I'm on the radio show.
What you doing?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm sorry.
So listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my number, and I'm going to speak to Ron Robinson, and let's see how we can get you connected to someone politically to help you, as well as, you know, see what's happening with your court system, because there's always two sides.
And the crazy part is, right, when I was in my divorce hearing in front of one of the judges that she used to work for, they came and served me with a restraining order inside of court. But it was signed off by a judge that spoke to us, stopped and held a conversation with us in ShopRite. So
in shop?
I know for sure it's a conflict of interest right there. And he better not testify and say he didn't stop and talk to us neither.
Well, listen,
you
get
you
all your information
you
together, sir. I'm going to give you my number. My name is Carolyn Smith.
My name is St. Q. Smith.
Oh, Lord Jesus. My daddy was out there, too. I'm only playing. All right. Clyde ain't here no more, but he might have left the favor too. Anyway, let me give you my number. It's 347-346.
Well, I could probably get it from Don Jr. because I'm in touch with Don Jr. like on an
everyday
basis.
I'm going to give it to you now. 347-346-6111.
Hold on. I got to get into my phone book. Hold on.
You don't have a paper? I tell you, these damn cell phones.
I'm at Walmart right now. Yeah. 347.
346.
346.
6116.
Okay.
And that's not a cell phone. That's a landline. And it comes directly to me. Don't give it to anybody else to call me because I'm not going to talk to them.
Okay.
Unless you tell me that you refer somebody, I don't talk to other people.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Right? I know you. I spoke to you. I'm going to deal with you.
Okay.
Okay?
What part of Jersey?
God bless you, and I'll speak to you soon, and you can speak to Ron Robinson and the brother Don.
Yeah, what part of Jersey are you?
I'm in Atlantic County. It was actually in Atlantic City, in Atlantic City Civil Court.
Oh, it's Atlantic City, Atlantic County. Okay, so there's other thing you can do. I don't remember numbers, but you can Google Father's Rights Organization. Father's Rights Organization. A lot of organizations out there for Father's Rights.
Yeah.
And they are located in Jersey, and they could go through the process for you. They have legal representation, and they could help you with getting your things together there. But a lot of time with the children and there's a thing, because I went to divorce myself 3 times, so there's a thing with custodial parents, non-custodial.
Yes.
Trust me.
My stepson, he's 19, so it really ain't the issue of kids, but the fact of the matter is she said on record that I gave her $10,000 before closing, and I had no knowledge of any lump sums of money she had until 2 months after closing.
Well, that's something that you're going to have to speak with a lawyer about. Right about now, I'm going to try to get you the information you need. But talking to Ron and y'all both being divorced or having children, that's an expert. He got what? How many? 10 wives, Ron?
I'm divorced back in the old days. My oldest is probably over to see his big sister or his mama or something. So I've been divorced.
Well, I'm 44.
I'm 74.
Oh wow!
I've been divorced back in the 70s. But I've been recently divorced as well. My last wife. I had 3 wives. Don't get 3. Get 1. Just stick with the 1. I'm just kidding with you.
I tried one.
There you go. Holla. I said, okay. I told my brother. My brother said, why don't you go for the 4-1? I said, well, please scratch it out. And I ain't got that kind of good game. You know what I'm saying? So
it's just time for you gentlemen to wake up and start being, you done did what you have to do. So you think before you leap. And y'all could
I'll say this.
Y'all could be strippers
this.
Now because you got responsibilities.
I'll say this. The system is geared towards the children and the mother primarily. The only thing you can probably get out of it is basically, you can get visitation rights. You can get, some things of that sort. If you make more money than you. I know today you can challenge the economy part of it if you make more than you need, because I know some cats are getting.
And you're
going
to have to find a better time to talk, because you can't really talk with the noise in the background.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll stay in touch. And I got.
Okay, big brother.
I got your number.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You got
God
my
bless.
Number?
Take care of yourself.
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's make it happen.
All right now. God bless.
Okay, where's Pastor Don?
He dropped off. You have to wait till he comes back, but we're going to say happy birthday to Pastor Don, being the CEO. Give him a little love. Give him a little shout-out. He'll give us his the Cash App, and we'll offer him a little something-something to enjoy. 832-746. Your mic is open.
Hello. Don't be scared to talk. Okay. Who's next?
832-746. I hear something, but you got to unmute yourself.
Hello?
832-746. Well, we'll go on with some other stuff that I have to.
Okay. Well, listen, as I've been talking, I thought that the monies that you had sent me the information about was about nonprofit, but it is for nonprofit health, and we do need health departments.
Yeah, I'm waiting for brother. I'm waiting for brother. brother, Pastor Guru, King Melvin Brown. He's supposed to come on and give us a little more clarity on it.
Where's the brother at?
He told me, y'all, on the application, because he's going through a connect, Mr. He's going through George Hulse, H-U-L-S-E. I guess it's pronounced Hulse.
Mm-hmm.
This George Hulse is connecting up this money. So that's King Melvin's connect. And so
okay,
he put his name
King
on the application so that you'll get the recommendation as well. But let me subject matter. Let me see if I can find a Pastor Guru King Melvin.
Okay. Well, people, let's get back together and let's talk about housing. And if you didn't know, right about now, housing, Section 8 is able to buy houses and get houses through the housing program. And people are buying or getting homes through different places, such as Virginia. And you can go and check out these things on the website and go to your Section 8 office, and they'll give you the proper information so you can buy homes or get you a home out in Virginia or wherever you are interested in living. Presently, everybody is buying a home because the government will pay you if you have an immigrant or you sponsor an immigrant to stay with you until they find their own. Really, you'll be adopting. And it's unfortunate that, you know, people of color would have to be asked these things, because nobody wants to deal with them. But there are programs that will help you, and there are houses that are out here, and they're being flipped, and there's buildings that are being flipped. And if you come together as a corporation, two or more, you can buy a community and rehab it. There are people doing it. They're going into rural areas where there's been boarded up buildings, and they rehabbing it. And if you get with the immigrants and rehab a building, you can do this. Okay? They're getting with their own people, and they're rehabbing old buildings. So let's start doing that. Let's try to get rehabilitation and start communicating with people that we've been living with on this planet for years. Now, once again, I want you to know about R&R Salon and Spa in New York City, and they're located in the Bronx, 3895 Cedric Avenue in the Bronx, and their number is 917-683-0692. Okay, and they wash and set, and they do old school as well as new school. And they do a lot of things for your beauty, and they do blowouts. And it's just a spa, and it's beautiful, and it's comfortable, and it's family-friendly. And anyone that's interested in getting their beard tight and their mustache right, you go to Alex Tejeda. That's T-E-J-E-D-A. And his phone number is 347-990-4904. He's on Broadway. I mean, he's at kk.broadway@gmail.com. And both of them are located at 3895 Cedric Avenue. And once again, if you need sneakers, you can always call Miss Maddie. She's in New York, in the Bronx, in Riverdale, and she sells all types of sneakers, and that's at 646-983-2703. These are people that I've seen their product. I've dealt with them personally. I will not refer you to anyone that I have not dealt with or don't know them and know that they can get you the product, and they've been doing this for a long time. And if you have any problems, you could give me a call at 347-346-6116. If there's anyone that's from another country and they would like to do foreign exchange, you could go to Kaplan International. That's a foreign exchange school, and that you will do ESL, English as a second language, and get back to me and use my name as a referral. That's Carolyn Smith. There's going to be all kinds of jobs coming up with Amazon, FedEx, UPS. Everybody is opening their doors. I'm advising young adults 15, 12 to 15, you get working papers. Go, well, whatever age, get your working papers and get it now. Get your working papers and get it now. Keep your ID, go get your ID, get your passports, get everything that you need to get now. Okay, jobs are coming up and they're going to want references. Now, if you've done certain things and people don't want to give you a reference, you can call me and let me know and we will work things out for you depending on the type of work that you're trying to do. Okay, we're going to have a program coming out with Dr. Winborn, Guns Down. And Guns Down consists of helping people mourn and help them deal with the situation of one, a loved one passing away. It's not always easy, especially how things are going today. So we're going to have a program. And it's established by Dr. Winborn in another program out in Brooklyn. And there's going to be a need of those who are in or have been retired in the social field, social work field, to come and join us. You might get a little stipend. It might be hectic, but something is better than nothing, and it's better than you sitting home complaining. There are people in need, and they need you. And there's young people dying every day, and parents need support. They need prayer. They need somebody. You can't do it alone. We used to have communities. We don't have that anymore. So this is our way of trying to give back. Stay in touch with me. This is Enigma, known as Carolyn Smith, 347-346-6116. Ron? Is he back? Anybody else on the show?
I don't know if I'm muted or not, Carolyn, but I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Well, what are you? Is there any other programs that you know that you would like to speak about that you're doing? Because are you doing a show during the week?
I am going to get back. I got several stuff I just don't share, but at this present time, I will get it together and present. I got some, I think, worthy to be shared with everyone. It's don't cost much, but it do have. It's a long term investment. It's a 36 months, and just to give a little hint on what I'm talking about. You can take $100,000 with a smart chain contract in crypto and convert $100,000 into $400,000 in 36 months. And it's a program that is tied to the banking and insurance company. And it's a way to get wealth. Like I said, it's not instantaneous. You got to wait, 36 months. But if you could take $100,000, let me say you could take $100 and turn it into $400,000, it's a no-brainer to jump on it. Even at the worst-case scenario that it do not do what it said, it didn't put you in bad shape.
Right.
It was a seed that could be planted. And if it do what it says do, it would be life-changing. But if it don't do what it says, it didn't kill you. So I'll get further details into it as time go by. I get it together and present it to the show
I might wait on and put a date down, and I try to get it all together by next Friday. I will present it to everyone to take a look at it and listen to it and see if they want to jump on board. But you know, I've been focusing more on the biblical and scripture context when I mostly talk. But I do have a business side, and I can present some things. But right now I'm ears, and I'm just going to listen to the next person. I'll chime back in when it get hot.
Well, I'm waiting for Ron to get back, so it should be getting hot pretty soon. Anyhow, okay. We got another half hour, and he should be returning back pretty soon. And once again, we want to wish Pastor Dawn a happy birthday and that he be safe and secure. And we can't wait for that information that you have to come on out. Once again, we want you to know that if you have any young people that are interested in doing any businesses or starting a corporation of any sort, please have them get in touch with us. It is vitally important that the young adults have their own funds and monies coming in for the summer. This is not going to be as comfortable as you may assume. There's our old kids and new kids and kids still coming. So we need to keep them occupied, and we need volunteers to work around where there's pools and parks in certain areas where there are teenagers and young adults. And we need you to volunteer in your community if you can, because it's going to be strenuous. Summer school is going to be a little strenuous too, and we need people to pay attention to young adults who are coming home by themselves with no adult supervision. There are those who are out here snatching up our children, and they don't have a problem doing it in a van in broad daylight. So please pay attention. You know, keep your camera other than just to keep focusing on what you focusing on, because some of y'all could get hit in the street just by walking with your camera. And that's basically it for today. I know that we have a lot of information that came through, and we are trying to keep it coming through. I want you to know that we are going to have some things coming on, and people that you might meet again. So I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. It's Ron again. Yeah. So you got a lot of things happening, people. We want you to join the African American Independence Day, which is a nonprofit organization that's going to be a lot of groups have what they call Jesus. I know the Jews have them. The groups, a lot of ethnicities, a lot of ethnic European groups, a lot of Hispanic groups, a lot of immigrant groups have like a watchdog organization that looks over all of the aspects of their constitutional and legal rights. They also look at their economic rights, jobs, employment, opportunities, business, and African American Independence Day is just that kind of organization for the African American community. We're going to be looking over jobs opportunities, business opportunities, investment opportunities. We're going to be helping young people like Carolyn say. We're looking to open up. Carolyn and I are working on opening up a center, you know, a building, you know, hopefully it'd be the one that we saw.
Yes.
Like a library structure that we can get that, because it's time to get moving. It's time to get moving. I'm very, very serious about this, and I know that folks have been calling me and saying, oh, well, you told me this date and that date. Sometimes dates don't work the way I want them to work.
Money
just don't
work the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what happened is that sat with somebody the other day. I said, you know what? You can't do a lot of stuff in America when it comes to lending and getting borrowing money and getting lending money. America's not working out like that no more. You have to do it outside of the country. But when you do it outside of the country, then you got to make sure it's a country that's common ground with America or have a good standing with America. Because if you do it with a country that America don't like, and they seem to start liking a lot of, and I was working with a country that was going to invest some money in some real estate and give 10 to 15% to humanitarian projects in America. Come to find out, America didn't like the country all of a sudden, and
right.
And Dubai, and all of a sudden, you know, they made it hard for the money to come out of the country. You know what I'm saying? So it was £7 million coming from Europe to Dubai to America, and they just held the whole thing up, you know. And so it's like, you damn if you do, damn if you don't. And my whole thing is to try to make opportunities for the communities that we live in, so that we don't have to worry about, you know, continuing with a lot of problems. We're going to open up 781-765-78,
765. Your mic. Amen. Thank y'all for all the birthday shots. Thank y'all for everybody who's been supporting.
Everybody, Pastor Don, yes. The CEO, that you're going to give us your Cash App, and everybody can send out a little birthday gift to you. And
amen. I will do that right now, sir.
You get you some hot milk before you go to sleep tonight.
He's a mess.
Come on now.
I say y'all too.
I know.
Y'all too or something else.
Well, I know Pastor Don, the toughest thing he drinks is hot chocolate, y'all. So, you know.
I shall be turned up. Hey, y'all. Come on now. It's my birthday. I get a pass. Come on.
Amen.
I got
amen.
The marshmallows.
And he's a great brother. He's a lot for the community. Y'all, he do a lot for the community. He's a great brother. He's reaching out to young folks in the music industry for years. His father is one of the great icons in the black music industry and worked for years. And there was little Don Jr. right under his father learning and picking up everything. And as a young man, he started bringing in groups off the street to his father to promote them. He's a good brother, and you know, he tried to work with our community in the music industry, promoting our A&R, public relations, marketing. He has a book. He teaches you about the music industry, you know what I'm saying, from A to Z, because
yes.
You get out here, y'all know, all y'all rappers know, y'all get out here with these, signing these contracts with all these major labels, and you get suckered in, you get no residual rights,
mm-hmm.
You get no royalties. You get a Chevrolet and a soda.
A Chevrolet?
<You know? laughs> That's what they give them a Chevrolet and a soda. Back in my day, they'll give them a Cadillac.
Wow.
My daddy was a jazz singer. They gave him a Cadillac. So they get a little cheap now these days.
Oh, wow.
But definitely, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, he has a lot of knowledge about the music industry. And
yes.
He's been doing a lot in the music industry. And we need to, you know, support the brother and support what he's doing and keep what he's doing alive, because music is a important part of society. Whether we like it or not, a lot of folks go from poverty to a good life in music. You know what I'm saying? It's like athletics. It's like being sports figures. There's certain things where a brother or sister don't have to go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton and get a PhD or master's degree. But music is a great opportunity.
Yes, sir.
A lot of talent. We have a lot of talent in our communities. I'm a little turned off by the young brother. I think he's 7, 8, or 9 years old, and you know, he's out there rapping. You know, and he looks cute because he's young and he looks good looking little kid. And he's out there saying all the things the adults saying, and they say, well, this is the way they talk in the neighborhood. I disagree with the people.
I think
it's child abuse. I don't think our children should be out here talking about bitches and hoes. And I'm gonna kill some niggas at 7, 8 years old. And for these brothers, for you brothers out there, 30, 40, been in the rap game for 20, 30 years, and you 35 and 40 years old, and you get these young kids, they do not talk like that. These young kids mimic certain things they hear, but 9 times out of 10, a 7, 8-year-old kid, 9-year-old kid, he's playing games, he's on his Game Boy, he's talking kid stuff. But every once in a while, he get around you older guys, and they try to show off like what they know, because they don't know nothing. And I think they should, child should stay in the child's place, and we got to get our kids, y'all, back to the point of respecting the elders. And we got to get our kids to be kids. These kids are learning too much too fast, and it's not helping them. It's even when a cop stopping a little 9-year-old black boy, that's too much to me. That's too much. They taking little kids and handcuffing them out of preschool. Y'all, 6 and 7, 8-year-old kid talking about cops might trying to teach them a lesson. You cannot do that. We can't allow. See, when you start putting them out there like that with that music and stuff, and they start looking at them as they got a gangster image at 7, 8 years old, now the cops are putting handcuffs on 7-year-old kids and putting them into police cars. That's illegal. They shouldn't touch these kids without their parents present, without talking to their parents. This is illegal. And we, our kids in the black community, African American community, are being abused by authorities. And teachers sit there and look and allow these cops. If anybody ever take your child and put handcuffs on them, take them out of the school, and you're not there, sue the hell out of that school district. I mean, put a $300-500 million lawsuit. But that's, we got to stop this craziness. Children should be children. Children should have the opportunity to laugh and play and be a child. There's no reason why we try to make these kids something they ain't. Snoop Dogg got a movie out there, something about he's coaching some little kids, 11 or 12, what they look like, as a basketball team, and little basketball league team, or whatever you want to call it, not basketball, football team. And the kids are cursing. They're talking about women and girls and breasts and this and that. And these are children. And it's child abuse. It's child abuse. No child need to be that. A little boy worked with a film with Tracy Morgan. All right, and he's driving a car at 9 years old. And then when Tracy Morgan stopped him, he like, nigga, what the fuck up with you, nigga? What the hell you doing? God damn it. And this kid is like 8, 9 years old. That's not a good look, y'all. And your children go and watch these movies, and they think that's the appropriate way to speak, and it ain't going to work good. These cops are already putting, I'm telling y'all, that you watch it. These cops are putting handcuffs on 7, 8-year-old children and taking them out of preschool, taking them out of kindergarten, elementary school. You don't want to have, look how these children are acting, try to make up something. We can't allow this abuse. We can't allow it, man. We got to get back to the old days, man, where children are children, adults are adults. Children stay in children places, adults stay in adult places, and we got to differentiate. The Bible said, when I was a child, I played like a child, I act like a child, I was a child. Now I'm a man. I act like a man, I walk like a man, I talk like a man, I'm a man. We got to put the boys, separate the boys from the men from the boys and the girls from the women. We got to do it.
Amen.
Got to do it because this is getting out of hand now. And all they do is giving this cracker a whole bunch of leeway to do some stupidness. Like Carol said, they're taking our kids off the street. They're abducting kids. You can't find your kids. A whole bunch of kids are being missing. Y'all watch the news. A whole bunch of kids being missing. Most of the white kids get the news reports. The black kids don't get on reports like that.
Nope.
But a whole bunch of black kids are going missing. Hispanic kids are going missing.
But they'll put you on, if you fighting and you doing gang fights, they'll put you on. I notice and I pay attention. See, they block me from saying, and they don't want to, and there's certain things they don't want you to remind people of. I put Muhammad Ali on, and he was telling them, you know, certain things and giving them motivation, and they blocked me and told me I was causing certain violations. I said, really? So all that violence and watching a black woman with a gun chase another black woman, that's healthy. That's a normal, huh? You're not helping us, and you helping them. And we help them.
Exactly.
And I'm glad our children, you see more nakedness. If you just saw a bra, it was a taboo. But you see more nakedness now on the streets and in the award shows than you ever seen in your life. I mean, are we stripping? Is everybody stripping?
You know, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan spoke about this on the Breakfast Club, and the young woman kept disputing him. He said, let me explain something to you. You got to understand something. There are men out here who are mentally sick, and they see you half naked, and they can't control themselves.
And they
said, why should I be dressing all like this and this and this? Because he's sick. Because he's going to grab your behind, sister, and he's going to put you behind some gutter or something, and he's going to do what he have to do. And if you yell and scream, he's going to kill you. That's why. These people are maniacs. These men are maniacs. There are men out there. They are maniacs. In India, they got women walking down the street. I'm talking about with a hundreds. I saw this in a video with my eyes, y'all. And this could happen in America, too, because a woman got raped on the train. Did anybody stop? No, they doing videos of it and talking about it, but nobody stopped this woman on the Metro North, full Metro North, okay? This woman was getting raped. Nobody stopped her, stopped the man from raping her. They always taking videos. And the same thing in India, women walking down the street, this happens so often in India, women walking down the street and a man just grabbed her in the PUD day with thousands of people. India got billions of people. They got more people than they got streets. And all these people walking by, and this man is raping, these men are raping these women in PUD daylight with all the people walking and looking. And this man raped this woman in America on Metro North coming from Manhattan. And nobody did a damn thing but took videos. I'm telling y'all, it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand, and that's what Carol was saying about these children getting abducted and getting abused and all kinds of crazy stuff. There's crazy people out here. There's all kinds of nuts out there. There are organizations where they eat, some of them eat children and do whatever they do with children.
That's right.
Sexual things. So if we don't protect the children, if we don't come to some conclusion where children understand they are children, and you teach your kids things that people are not supposed to touch them, nobody grab their hand and just walk. The man did a show, and he told people, let your child sit in the park over here, and I want you to back up, and then I'm going to go and just take your child's hand and walk away. And the man went
and he
to the,
did it.
All them kids just walked away with the man, didn't say nothing, didn't call for their mommy, their daddy, didn't try to run, scream, or nothing. They just walking with the man. And these kids are 5, 6, 7, and 8, y'all. So we got to come to a conclusion, man. We got to protect the children.
It used to be a time the kid would say, danger, stranger. Nobody would mess with a kid from the ghetto, nobody. But now,
oh, no.
They don't care. They'll snatch you up. They snatch you up without a problem. They snatching women off the street. You know? And it's
right.
Like, I'm an old vet, all right? I don't have the right. But I hear... I think in Texas or one of those states, they gave you the right to carry. Now, it's going to get to the point that I don't know, but I can't see me just being defensive. I've been trained to take people off the planet, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to survive by any means necessary because this is a man's world. I'm not a man. This is outrageous. We got to start. Somebody got to start standing up for the people, and we got to start standing up because we're the people.
There you go. There you go. I tell my grandkids, I said, y'all out with me, and anybody look at y'all or couldn't at y'all, say, Grandpa, Grandpa, Grandpa. And my grandson yell and scream and get crazy, and he run to me. I said, yeah. The man said, oh, why are you so loud? I said, because he don't know you. That's why. Oh, but I'm just nice. I wanted to talk to him. No. He don't know you, and I don't know you, and we don't want to talk to you, mister. I don't know what you're doing. You got your little candy. Ain't nobody wants your candy. We don't need candy. He don't need candy. He eat grapes, you know. Because I just don't know, y'all. It's not that the man, he could be a nice man. He could be a nice man and all of that, but I don't want my grandkids to get used to.
He should be, but we ain't trying to take that chance.
Right. I don't want my grandkids to get used to people like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, like a dog. You don't want a dog to get too friendly with everybody because when he get ready to watch your house, you know, I see dogs, the people go rob the house and the dogs, like, they, you know, wagging their tail like they want some dog treats or something. And that's why people don't let people, that's why people don't let you pet their dog and get friendly with their dog. They keep their dog mean and crazy. Why? Because you, somebody going there and busting that house and try to rob that house, that dog will protect that house because that dog don't know you like that. And so the dog, only thing the dog know is that, hey, you ain't got no business being here.
You don't smell like family. You ain't family. You don't look like family. I should eat you. And
exactly.
That's what people
exactly.
are getting. They getting armed. They getting dogs. They getting certain things. And see, civilians with weapons is a dangerous thing, okay? Half of these people don't know how to shoot. They don't go for training or none of that. This ain't Texas. You know, this northern people just think is, you know, all they do is aim and run. So that's one hassle, but it's getting, it's just horrible, you know, and we got to start doing something. If we want something done, like I told the churches, it's time for you pastors to start, you know, no more collecting. Bring your outside and have the all the people in the church start doing something outside. Start feeding and teaching these people how to read and do talented things vocational-wise. And getting grants. Stop pretending that you're broke because you're not. You're not. You're going to have to start doing home study in your churches anyway because the school system is falling apart and y'all can't participate. So y'all going to have to go back to square one like we used to do in the old days. The church is going to be carrying most of the load and y'all go out there and find work and come back, get your kids and volunteer. And if you're not working, you volunteer and do something, but you're just not going to lay up on your behind and smoke weed all day. And the licenses are free anymore.
There you go. There you go.
They played you.
So,
they used you. Now your kids are high, smoking God knows whatever, because like I told people, you don't have no seeds in something that you're growing, then don't eat it. You can't eat French fries from McDonald's. Their French fries are man-made. It don't dissolve. It don't digest. The meat ain't real. I don't understand what you don't understand. The last time they gave us real food is in the 90s. You eating processed everything. If a goat looks at you and run the other way, and you see cows running away from the slaughterhouse, that's not reincarnation. That's a cow. I'm not dying for you.
Amen. Amen.
You see animals running away. Even when people go on vacation, I saw a lion come and snatch the woman out the car. Like, look, lunch. I'm tired of y'all coming flying past here. It's not good no more. I saw an elephant chasing people down. They're not trying to feel none of you. This earth is tired of you. And God is alive, so I'm happy that it's going to be over soon. But I'm telling you, if we don't start doing something and representing, it's not going to be a healthy thing. You know, and Haitians are coming over. And I told people, why y'all wait till the people of color is coming? Y'all ain't fall apart like this when a whole bunch of Ukrainians came.
Mm.
Unbelievable. But anyway, on the good
Pastor Don.
It's Reverend Don's birthday, and we celebrating.
Is he still on?
I think he is. I don't think so. Okay. He was on with me for a minute. He said he was coming back. Pastor Don? Hello?
Yeah, he probably stepped off for a minute. Let me see something here.
You got, 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'm probably a little more, probably 6 minutes, but I'm going to do this very quick. I'm going to do this quick, and then okay, y'all, Pastor Don's Cash App is $ Pastor, PASTOR. Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Green, G-R-E-E-N, Junior, J-R. So it's $ Pastor Donnell Green, Junior, $ Pastor P-A-S-T-O-R, Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Green, G-R-E-E-N, J-R. So if you put the $ Pastor P-A-S-T-O-R, it should jump up with a bunch of selections, and y'all should be able to find Pastor Don Jr., Pastor Donnell Green Jr., Pastor Donnell Green Jr., Cash App, and y'all should be able to Cash App him something there for his birthday as well. So it's $ Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Green, G-R-E-E-N, J-R, $ Pastor Donnell Green Jr. All of y'all know his, maybe some of y'all don't know his official name, but his official name is Donnell Green Jr. So it's $ Pastor Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Green, G-R-E-E-N, J-R, for Jr., $ Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Green, G-R-E-E-N, J-R. And you could send whatever contributions and stuff there. I'm sure he probably have some other kind of mechanism or ways or whatever, but that's what I know right now. And y'all could send your birthday gifts. And I'm sure they're like love offerings and things of that sort that can be tax deductible when you give to the minister. And you always get a blessing anyway as well when you give to the man of God. And so we're at the end. We're going to say good night. God bless.
Yes.
Carolyn, you want to say anything? Because we have the near end.
Please look out for yourself and look out for your neighbor and know that God loves you. God bless.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
Don't ever
Don't ever
together.